So we're going to continue talking about Gideon. And remember last time we got up to where Gideon had been told that he only needed 300 men. And they all went down to the river, 22,000 of them, and it was those who lapped, like a dog laps, who God chose. And all those that bowed down on their knees to drink got sent home. So there's Gideon with his 300 men. And there's all the army of the Midianites down there in the valley. Let's carry on there from Judges 7 verse 9. The same night Yahweh said to him, "Arise, go down into the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you are afraid to go down, go with Pulai your servant down to the camp, and you will hear what they say." Now, Gideon was a bit frightened, wasn't he? You remember what happened about the fleece? Remember about the fleece, Daniel? And what did God, or what did Gideon say to God about the fleece? He said, "If you're with me, may it be that in the morning," he wanted there to be
dry.
Dry on the ground and wet on the fleece, that's right. Yes. And then he wanted it the other way round. So you see, Gideon did fear. He did fear. And so here again, God says, if you're frightened to go down, go with Pulai your servant to the camp, and you will hear what they say. And he does do that. So Gideon's like us, he was weak. You remember, the angel appeared to him first of all and said, "Hey you, you mighty warrior, you mighty strong man." So he went down with Pulai, his servant, to the outskirts of the armed men who were in the camp. The Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like locusts for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand which is on the seashore for multitude. When Gideon had come down, there was a man telling a dream to his fellow. He said, "I had a dream. A cake of barley bread tumbled into the camp of Midian and came to the tent and struck it so that it fell and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat." His fellow answered, "This is none other than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has delivered Midian into his hand with all the army." And there's Gideon and Pulai his servant, listening carefully, being very careful not to make any noises, not to sneeze or cough or anything. When Gideon heard the telling of the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped and he returned into the camp of Israel. Now there he was, secretly listening to these men. When it says he worshipped, it doesn't mean he jumped up and down and made a big noise. He worshipped in his heart. And he said, "Arise." And he returned into the camp of Israel and he said, "Arise, for Yahweh has delivered the army of Midian into your hand." He divided the 300 men into three companies and he gave each of them a trumpet and an empty pitcher, that's where you put water in, with a torch inside the pitcher. He said to them, "Watch me and do as I do when I come to the uttermost part of the camp. When I blow the trumpet," Daniel, "when I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then blow your trumpets too on every side of the camp and shout for Yahweh and for Gideon." Who's Yahweh? It's not like Yahweh, it's another name for God. So Gideon and the 100 men who were with him came to the outskirts of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, when they had but newly set the watch. They blew the trumpets, and broke in pieces the pitchers that were in their hands. The three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the torches. Torches, it's not an electric torch. What's a torch? Evia, what did they call a torch?
A stick with fire on top.
That's right, a stick with fire on top. They blew the trumpets, broke in pieces the pitchers that were in their hands. The three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the torches in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands of which to blow. Sit down properly. And they shouted, "The sword of Yahweh and of Gideon." They each stood in his place around the camp and all the army ran. And they shouted and put them to flight. They blew the 300 trumpets, and Yahweh set every man's sword against his fellow and against all the army. And the army fled as far as Beth Shittah towards Zedar, as far as the border of Abel Meholah by Tabath. The men of Israel were gathered together out of Naphtali, Asher, and all Manasseh, and they chased Midian. Gideon sent messengers throughout all the hill country of Ephraim, saying, "Come down against Midian and seize the waters of the Jordan ahead of them as far as Bethbara." So all the men of Ephraim were gathered together and took the waters of the Jordan as far as Bethbara. They took the two princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeeb, and they killed Oreb at the rock of Oreb, and Zeeb they killed at the winepress of Zeeb. They pursued Midian, and they brought the heads of Oreb and Zeeb to Gideon beyond the Jordan. So that was a great victory, but Gideon was so weak. And he really needed to be led by the hand by God all the time. He doubted, but God understood his doubts. He said, "Okay, you go right up, you creep right up to those soldiers, you and Pudai your servant, and you'll listen what they think." And you see how they didn't win the battle by fighting. The Israelites didn't have to fight because God set the Midianites against each other. And when they saw all those 300 torches of fire, they got really scared and started to believe in ideas of ghosts and all sorts of supernatural things that don't really exist. And they got scared and ran and started killing each other. And that's so often how God works. He doesn't want us really to have to go out and use violence. He always tries to do it another way. And the only people who won't be in God's kingdom are the people who condemn themselves. So let's try and be strong for God today. Let's try and be like Gideon, although we're so little and so weak. Let's try and be strong for him today.